I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
So Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a man?
A day passed by when memories don't make me cry. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? In the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. Other times I push you away from me, 'cause I say that you're holding me too tight. Sometimes I pray for you to save me. Other times I just wanna be left alone. Oh, I must drive you crazy, but I can never get there on my own. All our blue skies are still blue. Oh, sometimes so am I. I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time. Sometimes so am I.
I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time. And sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. And I believe it when you say to me, you say everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, you say everything's gonna be alright. Don't stop holding me too tight.
Thank you. Thank you. reach the audience.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
you wanted to leave me here haunted by the things, by the things you left behind. Wine glass stained, empty picture frame.
But I don't burden myself with hate. I'm strong and I'm tough, and I've been through enough. Now it's time to retaliate. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. I'm gonna wear green with an elegant jean and my hair like Veronica Lake. I'll see you again when you come to your end. You'll look down and I'll look great. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. to your funeral. I won't wear black to your grave. I'm gonna wear red, you're gonna be dead, and I'll give you a finger wave. I'll outlive you, I'll get a new do, whatever's the latest rave. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your grave. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I'm gonna wear heels and make up your deals when they offer you up as legit. You should've known I could hold my own. You tried, but you must have slipped. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt.
Start walking.
Part of town built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. And it goes on row after row, slate gray skies, slate gray roofs, slate gray roads, on it goes after row. By a bingo hall and a greyhound track, there's a train station. One platform takes you away, one brings you back to the bingo hall and the greyhound track. The sun only comes out in Ahmed's store. He's got plantain, bananas, yam and okra, ginger root, and much more. The sun only comes out at Ahmed's store. In this ugly part of town, built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down. In this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful to me, it will always be beautiful to me, beautiful to me, it will always be beautiful to me. Doesn't help. Waiting at a bus stop, back to the wind, keeping to yourself. The rain, it doesn't help. And there's always lines at the post office, collecting pensions, cashing gyros, buying stamps. It's where most of us meet, in lines at the post office. In this ugly part of town, to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. This ugly part of town. Lost the key.
Baby, you got it. You don't understand yet. Baby, if you want it, I'll be your man. Oh, honey, I got it, and I'm giving it all to you. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. California women like to take it easy, drinking on the back.
Your land. Made for you and me. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
In addition to some of the bills we already talked about that Florida has passed relating to trans people and don't say gay and so on and so forth, there was one that I just didn't get the opportunity to talk about on the show. In fact, I think much of the discussion around it happened when I was away. The Florida legislature has ultimately passed this very extreme anti-trans bathroom bill, as well as a ban on gender affirming care. And the details of the bills are all of the things that you would imagine. It would penalize providers by putting criminal penalties when gender affirming care is given in certain situations. It would take licenses away from providers. It would prohibit Medicare from covering gender affirming care for trans youth or adults. It prohibits public funds. It's sort of like the full package that they've tried and sometimes done on abortion over the last 20 years going in the direction of trans. Now, there's a particular detail about the debate that I want to look at with you. This is not new. This happened a couple of weeks ago, but it's just an extraordinary reminder of the insanity that is taking place in Florida. I'm going to play a clip for you here of Florida Republican Representative Webster Barnaby, who said during a completely bonkers rant debating HB 1521, which is the bill that we're talking about here, criminalizing trans people for using restrooms that correspond to their gender identity, all these different things I mentioned. He refers to trans people as mutants, demons, and imps, reminiscent of sci-fi characters, including X-Men, if you can imagine. Listen to what's happening in Florida.
I'm looking at society today.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm watching an X-Men movie.
Okay.
With people that, when you watch the X-Men movies for Marvel Comics, it's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth.
Ugh.
And, you know, some people don't like that, but that's a fact.
It's not.
We have people that live among us today on planet Earth that are happy to display themselves as if they were mutants from another planet.
This is some of the most vile and disgusting language that has been used by elected officials during hearings on these issues.
This is the planet Earth, where God created men, male, and women, female.
Wow.
I'm a proud Christian.
He's a proud Christian. So then we have to accept any completely unhinged, hateful rant from him, I'm sure.
Conservative Republican. I'm not on the fence. There is so much darkness in our world today. So much evil in our world today. And so many people who are afraid to address the evil, the dysphoria, the dysfunction.
Mm.
I'm not afraid to address the dysphoria or the dysfunction. the Lord rebuke you, Satan.
Exactly what you would expect to hear during a discussion of law in a civil government that separates church and state would be for an elected official to rebuke Satan as part of his political philosophy. Completely normal stuff.
And all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us. That's right. I called you demons and imps who come and parade before us and pretend that you are part of this world.
Right.
So I'm saying my righteous indignation is stirred. I am sick and tired of this.
We are too.
I'm not going to put up with it. You can test me and try to take me on, but I promise you I'll win every time.
This is the DeSantis agenda with sort of a violent Christianity laced through it. You mix it up, spit it out, and this is what you get. Now, as a matter of just, you know, noting, if you're listening, the distinguished gentleman Barnaby happens to be black.